You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Hello Wyoming Podcast. I'm McKenna and I'll be stepping in as host for Charles today. I'm really excited to be here and I'm excited to learn more about the great state of Wyoming. And luckily, I am not alone today. We are also joined by Scott Larson, the Executive Director at Visit Laramie, to tell us all about the Snowy Ridge Byway in Southeast Wyoming. But before we get started, Scott, will you quickly introduce yourself a little bit to us?
Sure. So I'm Scott Larson. I'm the Executive Director for Visit Laramie and the Albany County Tourism Board. And I've been in this position now for, I guess, just a little bit over 3 years. It's been a blast as a relative newcomer to Wyoming. And I guess what drew me this way, I was living in Steamboat Springs at the time and met my wife when she was going to grad school at the University of Wyoming. So did a lot of back and forth between the two places and got to spend quite a bit of time here and was pretty excited when this opportunity opened up. And It's been a blast leading this team and growing tourism in Albany County and this area.
That's awesome. It sounds like you've kind of been drawn to the destination, so that's really cool. Can you give us a little bit of background on Visit Laramie?
Yeah, sure. So Visit Laramie obviously is the destination marketing organization for Albany County, and we're responsible for promoting everything that you see in this area for visitation, whether that be leisure travel or conferences, things like that. And I guess the most concise way that I can describe the Laramie area would be with the position statement that we came up with as part of our rebrand about a year ago, which is that the Laramie area offers a vibrant and cultural college community with a historic Western past and an abundance of outdoor recreation. I think that in 30 words or less pretty well captures everything that you could want to see, do, taste, anything that you want to do in this area. It's a lot of fun. It's a really unique town, and it's a special place to call home for sure.
Well, that's so awesome. It sounds like there's a lot to do in the destination, and we're really excited to dip our toes into that and talk a little bit about the Snowy Ridge Byway today. And this byway seems incredible. It was only the second National Forest Scenic Byway in the United States, which is just really cool. And it features a lot of Colorado mountain ranges and Wyoming's Medicine Bow Peak. And so we're just really excited to learn more about that. And we really do want to just familiarize ourselves with the history of this byway. So can you kind of give us a background?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love, by the way, that we're starting with the history of the road. A lot of people, when they think of the Snowy Range and they think of the byway, they think of the outdoor recreation opportunities that are out there. But it actually has a ton of really rich history behind it as well. As you mentioned, it was the second scenic byway, received that designation, I think, around the late 80s. But it goes way back. It was started as a wagon road back in the 1870s. Right there next to the town of Centennial, which I think also was founded in the 1870s. And you've got the Nietzsche Self Museum there, which talks about a lot of the train history, the logging history. They used the forest to help kind of try and build the railroad. And then they paved it. I want to say it was about the 1930s was when they paved it. And so then obviously that allows you to drive back and forth across the byway, but it's got some really rich history, as does the town of Centennial. There's a ton of different mining camps and mining buildings that are scattered all throughout that area. It's a super fun place to go and explore, whether you're trying to get involved in outdoor rec or you're trying to learn a little bit more about the history of that area.
That's so awesome to hear a little bit more about the history of the road. It's always fascinating to kind of hear the background of it all. I mean, we know that Snowy Range travels through Medicine Bow National Forest, which has a lot of Native American history. Can you kind of touch on the cultural significance of this land?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously there's a rich history there, not just from our standpoint, but from a Native American standpoint. You've got a number of different tribes that used that area to settle in there and lots of wildlife and things like that. But fun little tidbit or trivia fact, they were drawn to that area partially because They really liked the lodgepole pine that was in that area for teepees and things like that. But they also used that to make hunting bows, which they used to hunt the wildlife. And then obviously you have the hot springs just over the other side of the mountain range in Saratoga, which they believe to have, you know, medicinal healing powers. And so that's kind of where you get the name Medicine Bow National Forest. It comes from that Native American history of the area.
That's really cool. I mean, if I was in their shoes, I would want to land in a place like this too. It sounds like they have everything that you need to live off the land. It's got breathtaking views and lakes and streams and mountain peaks, which is just so cool. So if you're driving down the road, what are some specific shops and natural attractions that someone should stop for?
Sure. You know, I think the most popular probably are Medicine Bow Peak and Lake Marie. Lake Marie has a nice tie-in to Marie Bellamy and some local history there and some women's suffrage stuff. But Lake Marie and Medicine Bow Peak are probably the two biggest draws up there along the byway. But that having been said, you know, you really can't go wrong when you're up there. There's tons of trails, whether you're on Barber Lake Road or any of the others that splinter off into equally scenic drives. And you also have Libby Flats up there in the observation point, which allows you to see the Snowy Range and the Zirkles and Rocky Mountain National Park. And just, you can see for miles up there. It's pretty incredible during the day. And it's equally incredible if you ever have the chance to go up there at night for stargazing. It's also a pretty incredible place at that time.
Well, Scott, it sounds like that is a beautiful place and there are so many things to do there. The overlooks and the stargazing, I mean, that is truly incredible. And you've kind of touched on this a little bit earlier on in the episode, Centennial, Wyoming. Can you tell us a little bit more about this place? What kind of things there are to do there?
Yeah, absolutely. Centennial is a cute little town that sits right at the bottom of the Snowy Range Byway and the mountain range there. Obviously, lots of history in that town, but it's a fun little place to stop by. I'm a huge fan personally of the Mountain View Historic Hotel and Cafe. It's a 6-room, I believe, house that is now a hotel. They've got a fantastic breakfast and coffee shop in there. And I'm also a huge fan. I feel like every time we go out there, usually after we're done recreating, we end up at the Bear Bottom Grill, which has great pizzas, and that's kind of where we tend to end up after a day of activity. But obviously, there's a ton of history there, and lots to do in Centennial itself.
That's really cool. It sounds like a fun place to kind of stop and spend the day. You can go have fun outdoors and then get your food, which is always important. Okay, so for some of our outdoor enthusiasts, what are some of the best activities that they can participate in?
Sure. I mean, the Medicine Bow National Forest and the scenic byway up there are definitely a paradise for fans of outdoor recreation, summer, winter, fall, all year round. But I think in the summer, you know, a lot of attention goes to Medicine Bow Peak itself, which is just a hair above 12,000 feet. There's a few different trails and ways you can access that, and you get really amazing views from up there. Probably the most popular camping spot is Sugarloaf Campground, which is a designated campground. That's become really popular in recent years. But then really, I mean, like I said, it's a outdoor lover's paradise up there, regardless of the season or your activity of choice. You know, if we're speaking to summer, whether it's camping, fishing, hiking, backpacking, mountain biking, you can bring your paddle boards up there and hang out on Lake Marie and Mirror Lake. It's an endless list, kind of a choose your own adventure type of area.
That's awesome. You kind of touched on the summer activities, which sound awesome. Is there anything to do in the winter there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You've got Snowy Range Ski Area up there, which is open every year, a small, locally owned, family run ski area. And then you've got what I think is probably some of the best snowmobiling in the state of Wyoming up in the Snowy Range. One of the more popular access points is the Green Rock Trailhead. And we see tons of snowmobilers up there all winter long because the views are amazing. The terrain is amazing. The snow is incredible. We like to joke in the winter that it's only cold if you're standing still. So really a choose your own adventure type of paradise up there.
That's awesome. That is really cool. I'm sure you just have visitors galore all throughout the year, which is really fun. So Scott, obviously you've touched on a lot of incredible things to do on this byway. What do you think sets it apart from the other byways in Wyoming?
Sure. I think one of the things that sets it apart and that I really love, I guess it's a love and hate about it, is it's only open all the way across to Saratoga from about Memorial Day until whenever it decides to snow in the fall. And so I know there's lots to do up there in the fall. I know there's lots to do up there in the wintertime. But there are certain access points that really you can only get to in July, August, and September. And so I think having that really condensed, shorter season up there really just makes those memories that you have up there that much sweeter. They become that much more precious because it's not something that you can constantly access right throughout the year. And that's one of the things that I think locals love and hate about the byway, is that it's just stunningly beautiful at the top in the summer, but you really only get that for a few months out of the year.
Interesting. So you have to be on top of it. You have to take advantage of it at the right time. That's really fascinating. So Scott, are there any other notable stops or places that we haven't touched on that you would like to share with us?
Sure. If you're starting, there's a couple different ways you can access the byway, but if you're starting from Laramie, you're going to head out on Highway 130. And I think a spot that oftentimes gets overlooked is Albany and Albany Lodge in that area. They've got tons of amazing UTV trails in the summer and snowmobile trails in the winter. They've got really great food, and it's equally beautiful out there. It's maybe 15 miles or so off of Highway 130. So it's a little bit out of the way. It's kind of tucked back into the mountain and is a little bit of a hidden gem, but I think that gets overlooked a lot and is definitely worth the side trip for folks who are headed out to the byway to take the time and go grab food there or do some sightseeing out that way as well.
That's awesome. It's always good to kind of get the insider scoop on the hidden gems of destinations and the cool things that you can see that maybe you'd miss out on if you didn't get the scoop from a local. So that's really awesome. Scott, we are so grateful to have you here on the podcast to kind of give your perspective on the Snowy Range Byway. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, when traveling, make sure to visit Wyoming responsibly. Don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. See you in the next episode of Hello Wyoming.
This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.